From Ocean Colony to Frenchman's Creek, from Cañada Cove to Casa del Mar, serving all of Half Moon Bay, this is AM 1710 and the Neighborhood News Report.
Half Moon Bay and the Coastside is blessed to have many fine charitable and service organizations serving the needs of the community. Neighborhood radio correspondent Jim Holly uncovered a group of people who, with no nonprofit status, are reaching out to any and all Coastsiders each Saturday morning. It is truly a grassroots bunch of citizens who are making a difference.
Hello, Coastsiders. This is Jim Holly, bringing you another interview with somebody making a difference on the Coastside. To begin, I'd like to ask you a question. Were you aware that a group of local people had been preparing and serving a full breakfast at the community center to all comers for the past 25 or so years? Here to tell us about it is one of the founders of that tradition, Mr. Faden Hombo, a local resident. Faden, welcome to Radio 1710.
Thanks for having me here, Jim.
Tell us about this breakfast. Where did the idea come from? How have you made it happen for 25 years?
Well, we had four families that were having a barbecue up in Miramar, and one of the people there, Vince Gardenia, he went ahead and said that he was wondering how we could maybe feed the hungry and the homeless, and the idea was to make sandwiches and go up to San Francisco and put them out there on corners and just hand them out. And I said, well, you know, there's enough homeless here in Half Moon Bay. You don't really need to be doing that. Do it right here. And so that's kind of where the idea came from. And then we started off in 1986, just kind of acting as if and buying everything we were going to need. We, you know, started buying food, spatulas, pans, grills, all the different things that we would need, and then started approaching the city of Half Moon Bay and asking them for permission. They weren't completely embracing it in the beginning. Ted Erickson, the mayor at the time, was very, very helpful in pushing it on through. And anyway, so we started serving the meal in 1987, and it's just kind of kept on going.
And this breakfast is completely free. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right.
And you guys must have an official name for this breakfast.
The official name is the No Strings Attached Saturday Morning Brunch. No songs to sing, nothing to believe, nothing to do. You just come on in, put your hand on out, we'll put a meal in it.
So there's no religion involved in this?
None. No, sir.
Well, is anybody ever turned away?
No.
And usually you serve how many people?
We generally serve between about 185 to 350 people.
Wow, every Saturday.
Yes, sir.
And how many people does it take to cook and serve this breakfast?
Probably between, you know, from the beginning when everybody starts collecting the food on during the week to the time that it's been swept up and everybody's gone home, and then other things are distributed afterwards. Probably 12 to 24 people, I'd be thinking.
And it's my understanding, I don't know if this is true, it's almost, it seems like a miracle if it is, but there is no official group that puts this breakfast on.
No.
There's no membership list.
None.
No leadership group, no president, no vice president.
No. No Strings Attached stands for everyone walking in. It stands for everyone who comes in to volunteer.
I've also heard, and this is rather unusual, that nobody goes out in the community looking for money. The city isn't hit up for money. Nobody hears from you guys for money. Is that correct?
That's absolutely true.
Wow. Do you ever accept contributions from people?
Anybody who wants to give us anything that feels right to them, we'd certainly be appreciative to it and accept.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, have you pretty much had the same volunteers over 25 years?
No, not at all. I think that there's a few people who have been absolutely long-term volunteering here, but I've seen the original founding people and the volunteers we had, certainly except for one that I can think of, that no longer come in. Some of the people just got too old.
Question: do you have any children of some of the original folks that participate?
Absolutely. It was one young lady who was a little girl coming on in, and she grew up and wanted to have some way of being able to say thank you, and comes on in and volunteers, and it's just wonderful. It's like a part of an extended family for sure.
Where does the food come from?
We get the food from different local businesses here in Half Moon Bay. We get it from the food bank across the hill. A lot of it's out of pocket. Some of the restaurants contribute. For the years, we've gained a trust, and so people know that the food's going to go to the needy, and that's what happens. So,
well, people come, they have a meal. Do the people that enjoy the meal ever volunteer, help in any way?
Oh, sure, sure. There's been people who'll come in the morning, and we need a hand as the meal is starting to wind down. Most people have always been happy to get up and lend a hand, for sure.
I know there's a meal, and I know there's a very generous meal. Do you guys do other things? Do you provide other things to people?
We have food that if we haven't used it all, then we take it and we put it in to-go boxes, and then people are able to bring it home. There are people who come in and they box up food and bring it to people who are not able to get to us. And also there's food that's distributed out to the farms after the soup kitchen with our surplus. As well, ongoing, we've had a table of clothing where people can come in and pick those things up also. And they, for the most part, have been come from different thrift shops on the coast, which means that everything's been washed before we get it. And other than them taking the price tags off and us putting it out there, they're in good condition and just another way of helping folks along.
25 years of performing this wonderful event every Saturday. You must have some interesting stories that have come out of this breakfast. Could you share a few with us?
You know, the whole concept of no strings attached is no songs to sing, nothing to read, nothing to believe. Just come on in, put your hand out, and we'll put a meal in it. You know, you drive up in a Cadillac, and, you know, we're not going to question it because maybe you stole the car. Well, you're wearing a tux. Well, maybe the only clothes you could find in the car was the tux. Now I got to be a cop. I'm not a cop. We're here to serve a meal to anybody that feels that they're needy. And after you hear that enough times, I know that people would be cynical, and I think that in this world it's not unnormal for people to be a little bit cynical. And so this, after we'd been going for, I don't know, 2-3 years, this man drove up in a brand new Jaguar with a wife and 2 little kids, and obviously from the better part of the town here in Half Moon Bay, and the richer part, let me qualify that, the richer part of Half Moon Bay. And he came in, and the family got in line, and then we served him a meal, and they sat down, and they ate it, and they got up, and they left. And the second week, they came in and repeated that. And the third week, they came in and repeated it again. And as the man was leaving, he came up to me. He said, I can't believe it. You are actually what you say you are. He gave us a check for $500, and which, of course, you know, just phenomenally helped our needs. To me, that was a great story because it was the ability of us to actually walk in our what we say.
So you walk the talk.
We try, yeah.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Anybody who would want to volunteer, you'd be very, very welcome. And anyone who needs us, to please know that we'd love to share our meal with you. It's our privilege. And to be able to know that there's a way that we in the Half Moon Bay Coastside can be sharing our abundance and with all people that are in need of a... Heck, sometimes it could be just as much as just having the social capability of being able to talk to folks that otherwise you wouldn't be able to. And then also for the selfless volunteers, the people who have no names, no faces, the people who are washing the dishes, the man who's paring the potatoes, the person who's coordinating and making sure that everything's open and on time. There's no way that this could have been done as one person. It took a phenomenal amount of volunteers, and I want to thank you. And then thank all the contributors to Half Moon Bay's Coastside, you know, the 4-H clubs and stores and bakeries and restaurants to just keep this going on and on and on over the years. So,
thanks very much for coming with us today, and thank you so much for your and your colleagues' contribution to this community. You've done something wonderful.
It's our pleasure.
So, folks, for more information on this breakfast, or better yet, to participate in this breakfast, come to the Community Center on Kelly on Saturday morning. If you'd like to help prepare it, come in about 7 a.m. If you just want to come and enjoy a great meal, come about 9 o'clock. Thank you very much for listening.
Our thanks to AM 1710 and neighborhood radio correspondent Jim Holly for this story of caring individuals who are dedicated to helping and serving others. A story of brotherly love in action. When the neighborhood news report continues, school superintendent says it's time to put away his chalk and blackboard.
This is your AM 1710 Coffee Break, brought to you by Outland Java Company, your local organic coffee roaster. It's time once again to open the Outland Java mailbag. This week, we have a letter from Lisa asking, should I freeze my coffee beans? Well, this is the most common question I get up at the factory. The answer is absolutely no. See, the reason is that freezing will change the chemical structure of the coffee. It'll crystallize the oils, and they'll go rancid. So whatever you've heard, you do not freeze them. You want to buy in small quantities, more frequently, and keep it fresh. Outland Java roasts only certified organic coffee beans. Our coffee is available in town at markets, cafes, restaurants, or you can buy your beans directly from the roaster. Call 728-2300 for hours and directions. That's 728-2300. This has been your AM 1710 Coffee Break, brought to you by Outland Java Company, your local organic coffee roaster.
Hi, Jim Dunbar here with a confession. Every time I come to Half Moon Bay, I find myself addicted to Neighborhood Radio AM 1710. How about you?
The bargains are back. Back at the thrift store. The thrift store at 515 Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay exists to help the seniors of the coast side. Help the seniors have a better quality of life, one so well deserved. Because your purchases go towards programs of worth. Programs to enrich their lives. Wouldn't you like to be a part of the thrift store's goal? Rather than wax on about such a poignant subject in these economic times, suffice it to say that the thrift store operates solely on your donations. So bring some in, take some superb bargains home. You'll help them as you help yourself. Listen carefully. Their hours are 10 to 4. Noon to 4 on Sundays, close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. If you missed that already, then phone them at 726-6543. Come visit the thrift store, 515 Kelly Avenue in the seaside village of Half Moon Bay.
He has had a 40-year career in education, but Superintendent Rob Gaskell says it's time to retire and has set July 1st as his last day as head of the Cabrillo Unified School District. Gaskell served in his current position for the last 4 years, having previously served as superintendent of schools in Sonora, California. During his tenure, he saw the district's first successful parcel tax measure with many rounds of belt tightening. A consultant team will be hired to begin the search for a replacement. Just before dawn on Monday, an unidentified gunman fired a single gunshot that shattered the living room window of a home on the 600 block of Grand Avenue. The bullet passed through the kitchen wall and lodged into the ceiling. The family, which was sleeping at the time, awoke and called for help. No one was injured, and a sheriff's patrol car, which was in the neighborhood, also heard the gunshot and quickly responded. The victims told deputies that they had no idea why someone would shoot at their house. Anyone with information is asked to phone 363-4066 or the anonymous tip line at 800-547-2700. No one knows the day or the hour when the 2012 Mavericks Invitational will occur or if conditions will permit this year's event. But one thing is for certain, the rules for viewing the Big Wave competition will be different this time around. With the bluffs off limits to spectators for safety and environmental concerns, viewing will occur on big streaming TVs set up at the Oceano Hotel at Princeton Harbor. Mavericks organizers will also hold an outdoor festival in the parking lot adjacent to the hotel, where there will be food, music, and other entertainment. There will be a cost for the event, and more information is available at www.mavericksinvitational.com. And now, Community Bulletin Board.
Neighborhood Radio presents Community Bulletin Board, the place to hear current news and information concerning our nonprofit groups and organizations on the Coastside.
Turn your unused gold into treasure while benefiting Senior Coastsiders programs for seniors on the coast. Bring your unused and valuable gold to Main Street Goldworks and convert that gold jewelry into cash. You will receive fair market prices for your gold, and you retain 70%, while senior co-signers will get 30% of the value. The gold will be evaluated by professional jewelers Jay and Patty Warshauer, owners of Main Street Goldworks. The Goldworks is located at 542 Main Street, and gold party dates are January 24th through the 28th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Got questions? Call Senior Co-Satters at 726-9056. Again, 726-9056. If you want to improve your public speaking skills, consider Toastmasters International of Half Moon Bay. They meet on the second and fourth Thursday of the month from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Ted Adcock Community Center at 535 Kelly Avenue. For information, contact Jackson Robertson at 455-6985. Again, 455-6985. The Knights of Columbus of Half Moon Bay meet on the third Tuesday and the first Wednesday of every month. To find out more about this service group, call Our Lady of the Pillar Church. That phone number is 726-4674. Again, that number is 726-4674. For Community Bulletin Board, this is Stacy Trevenin.
To have your nonprofit's event announcement broadcast free on the radio, email us at news@neighborhoodradio.info or call us at 453-4000.
And that's it for yet another edition of the Neighborhood News Report. I'm Jim Henderson. Thank you for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1961. The Cold War continued to worsen, with the USSR exploding some very large bombs during the testing and then masterminding the building of the Berlin Wall, separating East from West Berlin. America sent out a battle group to Germany, and Americans and Russians glared at each other across the border. Due to this uncertainty, many Americans built backyard fallout shelters in case of nuclear war. The world's population reaches 4 billion. The Russians put the first human into space, but the United States follows when the U.S. launches Alan Shepard into space. How much did things cost in 1961? Inflation was 1%. Bacon, 67 cents a pound. Eggs, 30 cents a dozen. And a gallon of gas, 67 cents. In popular culture, top films included The Guns of Navarone, The Parent Trap, and West Side Story. On the TV screen, families were watching Bonanza, Gunsmoke, Perry Mason, My Three Sons, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and The Twilight Zone. This week, popular music from 1961 will feature two hit records, reflecting both the adult and teenage consumer impact on the top 40 chart. In local history, from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, the city of Half Moon Bay now has been incorporated for a year. Mayor John L. Carter gives a report to the citizens of Half Moon Bay. In this report, he says street cleaning services in the downtown business district have now been scheduled on a regular basis. Christmas decorations were purchased by the city of Half Moon Bay for the first time at a cost of $208. The materials can be used again and again. The lighting district and the police district were taken over by the city from the county. Building permits are now handled locally, according to Mayor John Carter. Growth is inevitable for Half Moon Bay, and we have had some haphazard growth in the past. But the master plan, which is being worked on, will make possible orderly and sound growth for the future. I wasn't even a twinkle in my dad's eye in 1961, but one thing did stand out when reviewing the events and entertainment of 50 years ago. Putting it bluntly, some things in life are just a series of reruns. America is still experiencing brinkmanship on many fronts, and the threat of nuclear war still looms. Do we really learn from history, or do we just keep repeating the same themes and updated surroundings? In the field of entertainment, there truly are reruns. I've watched episodes of Bonanza, Gunsmoke, Perry Mason, and thought-provoking Twilight Zone. My Three Sons may have had its return on reruns, I just miss them. Watching these half-century rerun shows shows the same themes and human drama continue, despite the change in styles and technologies. Actors have given up holding cigarettes in their mouths for holding cell phones in their ears. In fact, the very type of phone in a movie can date the piece. One day we'll look back and laugh at our current fashion trends and outdated technology. Cameron's Inn is a blend of both past and present. The actual footprint of the building remains unchanged from 100 years ago, with the exception of the added game room. Many of the collections and photos scattered throughout the place are at least 50 years old. Yet, the evidence of the 22nd century is apparent with the collection of high-definition flat-screen TVs, the Wi-Fi throughout the building for your computer pleasure, and the interactive BuzzTime trivia, in which our game scores are compared with thousands playing across North America. Even the menu is a blend of old-time favorites with a few new choices as well. Fried chicken, steak dinners, and old-fashioned sundaes. Or jalapeno poppers, cheesy lobster bread, and a veggie pesto and Swiss cheese sandwich. So come on in and choose your era, past or present. Just make sure your future includes a trip to Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Campground. Popular music reflected the desires of two groups, adults and teenagers. Teens were buying those 45 RPM so much so that this record was on the charts for 17 weeks. 7 at number 1. Here's Bobby Lewis and Tossin' and Turnin'.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Kick the blankets on the floor. Turn my pillow upside down. I never, never did before. Because I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turning all night. Jumped out of bed, turned on the light. I pulled down the shade, went to the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking 4. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Cause I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turning. Into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking 4. I couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Cause I was tossing, turning, tossing,
It was not only the teenagers who could propel a record into number one status. Band leader Lawrence Welk, who had a popular TV show watched by adults, turned out a catchy instrumental recording that stayed on the charts for 13 weeks and held on to number one for 3 weeks. Here's Lawrence Welk with Calcutta. Thanks for joining us. Until next week for the AM 1710 Time Machine. This is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Stay tuned for Keeping Pace with Your Health with Neighborhood Radio Health Editor Sue Pace and sponsored by the dentistry of Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. Keeping Pace with Your Health coming right up.
Calling all artists. Are you or someone you know a fabulous local artist? Does your work feature open space on the coastside? Then the Coastside Land Trust has a wonderful opportunity for you to show your artwork. The Coastside Land Trust is calling all artists to exhibit their beautiful work at the Midwinter Gallery Show on February 12th through May 11th, located at the Coastside Land Trust office at 788 Main Street. We are looking for local artists and community members whose art helps to encompass the essence of the San Mateo Coast open space and the surrounding environment. For more information, please contact the Coastside Land Trust office at 726-5056 or check out our website at www.coastsidelandtrust.org or find us on Facebook. The application deadline is January 23, 2012. The Coastside is such a beautiful place to call home, and through your artwork, we can all take time to appreciate this wonderful environment in which we live.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hi, neighbors and listeners on the web. I often get asked about home blood pressure monitors. People wonder if they're accurate and if they should buy one so they can track their blood pressure readings at home. Well, home blood pressure monitors can help people who are on high blood pressure medications keep their blood pressure in check. And sometimes it can help cut down on the number of medications you have to take. What's really important when folks are monitoring their blood pressure at home is for doctors and patients to partner together to use the data to make effective changes. The patient can make changes in lifestyle, and when needed, the doctor can make changes in the blood pressure medications. For example, persons who note a high blood pressure reading can make lifestyle changes such as cutting down on sodium in their diet, and that can really help lower your blood pressure. Recently, there was a report in a medical journal called Hypertension that discussed many positive results with home blood pressure monitoring from multiple clinical research trials. The analysis of 37 clinical trials found that on the average, adults with high blood pressure who were assigned to use home blood pressure monitors were able to lower their blood pressure compared to their counterparts who just had doctor's office readings. The home monitor users were also twice as likely to reduce the number of blood pressure medicines that they needed. Researchers said the findings should encourage people with high blood pressure to invest in a home blood pressure monitor. The devices generally range in cost from anywhere like $25 to more than $100, depending on the features of that monitor. You can check out the different blood pressure monitors in the pharmacies or check online. More on this topic after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Hello, this is Dr. Ray Shepherd. I would like to share something with you that has recently taken place that's given my wife and I very deep satisfaction. Our son Brian has decided to join our practice. Brian, we are very, very happy and delighted to have you working with us.
Thanks, Dad. I'm really excited to be working here. I think it's great that I get to be working with my family every day. And I really like working in private practice because I get to spend a lot more time with all my patients. Where I do work at a public clinic over the hill, it is nice to be here where I can spend as much time as I want with each patient. It's great to be back in California. I really enjoyed my residency up in Juneau, Alaska, but I really look forward to seeing all the AM 1710 listeners.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355, Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Everyone who is on medication for high blood pressure and wants to know how well their blood pressure is controlled should monitor their blood pressure at home. Home monitoring tended to work better when it was part of a general plan to adjust medications in response to the home readings. The conventional way to do that is to take your blood pressure and write down the readings to bring to your doctor at each visit. But now some home blood pressure monitors have memory storage that automatically records each reading and allows you to print out the information. Another option that is not as common but is very worthwhile is blood pressure telemonitoring. This is a system in which wired or wireless technology is used to check your blood pressure and automatically send the blood pressure readings to clinical staff for monitoring. The studies tended to show greater effects on blood pressure control when patients used the telemonitoring systems. So if you're on blood pressure medicine, ask your doctor or your health insurance plan if they have a program for blood pressure telemonitoring. Many health insurance plans have disease management programs for their patients, and they may include people with high blood pressure. In research studies, participants using the home blood pressure monitor saw their blood pressures go down a little bit, and they also were more likely to be able to cut down on their medications. That may be because home blood pressure monitoring helps detect the white coat effect. The white coat syndrome is when a person's blood pressure spikes when they're in the doctor's office. When you check your blood pressure at home, you can be at rest. Now, when you check your own blood pressure at home, the proper procedure is to sit and rest quietly for about 5 minutes before taking the blood pressure reading. You can check your blood pressure first thing in the morning when it may be the highest reading of the day, or you may vary what time of the day you can check it, so you can track it at different times. You may even want to check your blood pressure after a hectic day at work, see what effects it had on your blood pressure that day. All of this information can help you and your doctor make adjustments that may result in better blood pressure control for you. And keep in mind, when your blood pressure is in a good range, your risk of heart attack and stroke is lowered. If you have high blood pressure, I wish you good luck in managing your blood pressure. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
Christopher O'Donnell, the man from Down Under, is host of Neighborhood Classifieds. Even if you don't have something to buy or sell, he is guaranteed to bring you a smile and a chuckle. Neighborhood Classifieds is coming right up.
Guess who? Jason here for Phil's Tire Pros and Auto Care, 422 Parisima Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. Did you know that Phil's has been family-owned and operated since 1981? We have a reputation for honest and professional service, and we will not talk you into buying something you don't need. The safety of you and your vehicle is our number one concern. Good work at a fair price is what we're all about. Visit us online at www.philstirepros.com and check out our great money-saving coupons. Got car questions? Phone us at 726-5153. Drive safe. See you soon.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
Neighborhood Classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services. All this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
Think classifieds before offering on eBay. That's all I'm asking. Sure, eBay could eat me with a spoon for breakfast when it comes to items for sale, but I ask you to give us here at AM 1710, Half Moon Bay Radio, a chance to alert our listeners to your treasures before you tell the world. Hey, it's neighbor helping neighbor, and besides, it's a noble thing to do as to telling the friend over the fence that you'll offer him or her the first chance at what you have to sell. Like what I'm about to tell you now. A first time this has ever been offered anywhere. Listen up, those interested in antique books. The title being German War Birds. Printed in 1934. I say again, 1934. In good condition for being that old. Fascinating tales of World War I pilots. Names well known to those with an aviation bent. A unique addition to your Militaria collection. Leave me a message at 453-4000 and I'll have the seller contact you. Wow, this is truly a first for classifieds, a piece of international history over 75 years old. And for sale here on Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710, your listening post on the coast. Time for food for thought. Ask for help. I have noticed that the better I get at inviting others to do things I'm not great at, the better my work and life go, and the more gratitude, ease, and abundance I experience. Ease up on coffee and soda for energy. Cut your intake by half for 3 days, then switch to green tea for 4 days. And of course, dump those energy drinks. Boy, are they bad for you. Hold your companion's hand more often. Half Moon Bay residents, so I've been told, encourage hand-holding and arm-in-arm promenading along Main Street. Start doing things by hand. Well, at least a few things by hand, instead of letting a machine do it for you. Like hand shears for the hedge, a broom instead of a leaf blower. And you might want to tell that to your gardener, too. Offer him a bonus for such. I would appreciate it, as would your neighbors. Okay, enough of preaching. Take such suggestions and do with them as you wish. I'm not your dad, but you know your dad would be proud if you tried a few of these food for thoughts. All right, lighten up, matey. What do you call a song sung in an automobile? Could it be a cartoon? Again, I'll never ever tell you where I get these. I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info.
Well, my name is Norm. I live in Half Moon Bay. I started coming to Calvary Chapel about 4 years ago, and I love Brian, the pastor, the folks that are here, and I learned a lot about the Bible. I wanted to learn about the Bible, and this is a great church to learn and study.
My name is Carrie Morris. I live in Redwood City, and my family and I attend Calvary Chapel because we love the fellowship, the teaching, and just the wonderful sense of belonging that we found here.
Calvary Chapel is located at 436 Parisma, right on the corner of Kelly. We can be reached by phone at 726-7978, or you can visit our website at www.cchmb.org. You can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
We love Calvary Chapel!
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
Welcome, I'm Blythe Lubal of Coastside Pets, and you're listening to Pet Patrol. On this week's episode, we will be discussing shedding. If you are not a pet owner of one of the 30 breeds of dogs and just one breed of cat that is hyperallergenic, where shedding is at a minimum, here are some ways to keep the fur balls under control. Daily brushings is a good way to start. Out here on the coast, where the air can be dry and moist at sometimes, the climate is very hard on some coats. Last week, we had 3 of our clients' labradoodles shaved because once a week grooming is just not enough. One Bernese Mountain Dog had many mats. I also found that 3 dogs that we walk had ear infections, which led to drainage and mats behind their ears. Dogs' ears should not be smelly. If there is an odor, it may indicate they have an ear infection or yeast buildup. If the ear is not red and inflamed, it is treatable at home. It is always good to have an ear solution in your medicine cabinet for dogs. I use hypoallergenic detanglers that I spray on my clients' fur before I brush them. This not only makes them smell nice, but also helps detangle and gives the coat a nice sheen. I spot cut any mats that are on the fur. It is painful if they are brushed out. I have seen some mats that my clients don't even know exist, where the fur is pulled so tight that it is actually pulling and irritating the fur to where it is bloody and raw. Because I have a trained eye, I know exactly where to go, and most of my clients are so worried that they will hurt their pets, so they don't do the best they can. But it is very important to stay ahead of this. Here on the coast, it has been a warm season, so you have probably noticed your dog's and cat's coat shedding since last spring. Try to brush daily. If you have a busy lifestyle, you may want to get a puppy cut for your dogs so you are not overwhelmed. You can also get a kitty cut for your cat. Also, to avoid any allergens coming into your home, you can use hypoallergenic wipes to get off any pollens or oils from your dogs. I use baby wipes, which is also effective if the dogs have been in the poison oak. It gets the oils off that could potentially spread the oils to humans, which is not pretty. If your dog's skin is dry, you can also add olive oil to his or her food to help. Of course, you can also use fish oil, but my preference is olive oil. For Pet Patrol, this is Blythe Lubal wishing you happy trails, and may you win the battle of fur busting.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.
Coastside Carousel, featuring the music of our local singers and musicians on the coastside, is just minutes away. Stay tuned for Coastside Carousel.
This is Pablo Jr. of Joe's Family Style Restaurant of Half Moon Bay. It's a new year, and we at Joe's wish you the very best. But there are some things that will not be new in 2012. You are going to receive the same great food and same great service that has made Joe's Family Style Restaurant one of the favorites for coastsiders and visitors. We have a variety of great dishes that will continue to please you in the new year. Pasta, fish, steak, and veal are just some of the meal types waiting to delight you. Remember also that Joe's is always known for hearty breakfasts, tasty lunches, and a variety of great dinner items. All of us at Joe's look forward to serving you in the near future. See you soon.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Joe's is your neighborhood restaurant.
Joe's is located on Highway 1, just south of the entrance to Ocean Colony.
This is Assistant Fire Chief Paul Cole, and you're listening to Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710, where the news and information is always hot.
Calling all artists. Are you or someone you know a fabulous local artist? Does your work feature open space on the coastside? Then the Coastside Land Trust has a wonderful opportunity for you to show your artwork. The Coastside Land Trust is calling all artists to exhibit their beautiful work at the Midwinter Gallery Show on February 12th through May 11th, located at the Coastside Land Trust office at 788 Main Street. We are looking for local artists and community members whose art helps to encompass the essence of the San Mateo Coast open space and the surrounding environment. For more information, please contact the Coastside Land Trust office at 726-5056 or check out our website at www.coastsidelandtrust.org or find us on Facebook. The application deadline is January 23, 2012. The Coastside is such a beautiful place to call home, and through your artwork, we can all take time to appreciate this wonderful environment in which we live.
On the Carousel! On the Carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
It's Coastside Carousel and it's encore time. Encore, where I bring back three previous artists from our archives and a mystery melody on the end. Call me with the artist and the title. No, there's no prize. Just kudos for your musical knowledge. Phone me with your answer to 453-4000. And as you know, Coastside Carousel is sponsored by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn off Half Moon Bay. And I can announce another service to travelers now, and that is an RV park and campsite. Both of those have been opened right beside the pub itself. And as 2012 goes on, owner Cameron Palmer plans on expanding that new facility. So stay tuned and I'll bring you up to date, moment to moment, month to month progress. And as you already are about to learn, there is an upcoming addition to his property. Soon, an outdoor beer garden. Oh, my goodness, with all the panache of those that you see in beer gardens overseas, in Germany and France. That will be built for your enjoyment come spring 2012. Now, that is going to be a hit, I can tell you, here on the coast. And more on that later. And if you wish, I invite you to visit their website at www.cameronsinn.com. Want a phone number as well? Here it is. Heads up. Ears open, 726-5705. Once again, 726-5705. Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now camping at the south entrance to Half Moon Bay. You can't miss the English-looking establishment on the west side of Highway 1. Cameron's, your home away from home. All right, let's get to our music. We start off with Willie G., right from the get-go. And he's a blues man that does not play guitar. That's right, he does not play guitar. And frankly, he does not need to. Listen to these lyrics. The track is Further On Up The Road. Another way of saying, you reap what you sow. Come on, off the couch. Get up, off the couch. And followed by Pamela Rose, she keeps our feet going with a realistic comment, she's not dressed up for you. So keep that in mind, gentlemen, next time you go out clubbing. Oh, and by the way, there's fine sax work here on this track by Jeff Irwin. Number three, and a sway we go with Ed D. He helped Coastside Carousel hit the airwaves over 2 years ago, and I will always be indebted to him for his music. Listen to his message and note his love for his guitar. He certainly knows his way around that instrument. And finally, with my mystery track, I want you to lounge back on the couch, beverage of choice in your hand, and relax. Here's music to make you glad that you tuned to Encore, AM 1710, Half Moon Bay Radio.
Someone gonna hurt you like you're hurting me. Further on up the road, baby. Someone gonna hurt you like you're hurting me. Further on up the road, baby, just you wait and see. You gotta reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. You gotta reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. Just like you mistreat somebody, someone gonna mistreat you. So you're laughing pretty, baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. So you're laughing right now, mama. Someday you're gonna be crying. You're gonna reap what you sow, and you'll find that I'm not alive. Thank you.
looking like a million bucks. All the guys around you wish they had your luck. She held your hand when you entered the club. Here's a little thing I'd like to tell you, but she's so fair. The way she does her hair, she's so fine. Down to her lipstick line, she's untrue. She's not dressed up for you. You're thinking that you made quite a catch. Her shoes and her dress are perfectly matched. She looks around to see who else has come. Trust me, buddy, you're not the one. She's so fair. The way she does her hair, she's so fine. Down to her lipstick line, she's untrue. She's not dressed up for you.
Go there on that side of the street. Morbid curiosity, nothing else. You got your nose in someone's business. Why don't you keep your nose to yourself? Say that about that side of the street. Lonely, fearful lifestyle rules your world. Shrunken little universe that you choose to be that kind of girl. Thank you.
wanna be that. Be that side of the street. Does it make you feel so much more? You love playing godlike. Get set for what God's got in store. On that side of the street. On that side of the street. On that side of the street.
Okay, I do hope my choices tickled your musical bones. And give me a shout on your guess of that band and title on the last offering. Thanks for taking the time to ride the Coastside Carousel segment of Encore. I'm your host, Christopher O'Donnell. I wish you good music. I wish you good listening.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000. or email us at feedback@neighborhoodradio.info.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.
You'll pay less and get more. Get more value for your dollar, that is, at the gas station known as More for Less, on the corner of Highway 1 and Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay. Let us be realistic with this advertisement. It's a gas station. They sell petrol. They offer water and air. So, what's so different about More for Less? True, most folks believe that gas is gas is gas. So, if you think that way, come into More for Less, because manager Mike Brandt shuffles the numbers to make his prices the best on the coast. Gasoline, sodas, beers, wines and snacks, and hot premium coffee. The help behind the counter does just that. They help you. How novel that is. Six pumps to serve you efficiently and very easy in and out from Kelly Avenue or Highway 1. So, if your mode of transportation runs on gasoline and price and quality are your prerequisites, drive into More for Less, the auto service stop that will make you glad you did.
Hey, this is Rob Gaskill, superintendent for the Cabrillo Unified School District. And if you want to earn a good grade for keeping up with community news and information, this is the place, AM 1710 Neighborhood Radio.
Hello, this is Nancy Arruda, owner of Coastside Books, 432 Main Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. I would like to spend a minute to share with you what's happening at Coastside Books. If you have not been into Coastside Books recently, you are in for a treat. New book inventory is arriving daily, including used and rare book finds. We have added specialty children's toys and games to complement our children's book section. We'd also like you to know that seniors 65 and older receive 10% discounts on the first Wednesday of every month. Credentialed teachers get a 20% discount on all children's books purchased for classroom use, and we also offer discounts for local book clubs. Coastside Books is a unique bookstore with titles you won't find elsewhere. Coastside Books is located downtown at 432 Main Street. Visit us on the web at www.coastsidebooks.com.